Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. Hope you're doing well, getting a chance to get out there and make some great photographs or get to spend some time doing something that you truly love. That's a great way to spend our free time and free days, but sometimes we don't want to do that. And today's podcast is focused on the art of giving up, or how do we go on ahead and quit things that we're interested in, or is there value in quitting things that we are seemingly interested in? I think a lot of times we stick it out in a bad relationship. And if you think back over the course of your life, no matter what age you are, you've probably had relationships where you've stuck around longer than you wanted to, or you've stuck with a job longer than you wanted to. You've just sort of stuck it out for some reason. And there's usually some reward. There's some reason we go ahead and stick things out. Maybe it's out of fear. Maybe we're just worried about something that's going to happen, the unintended consequences that come from a decision when we can't anticipate all the things that are going to happen, or we worry about how it's going to be perceived by others. And so we're afraid to take that next step, to leave that relationship, to leave that job, to leave that project we're working on. Whatever it is, there's just something about our inability to leave that has us stuck sometimes. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, because I think there are times when we do give up early. We do quit too early for a variety of reasons, but I think there's also times where we stick around too long. And I think one of the things that's key and one of the crux elements of this process of giving up and the art of giving up is to really look at how you're approaching that and to be brutally honest with yourself about why you're giving up or why you're thinking about giving up. Because a lot of what we struggle with, a lot of the things we try to process and understand, if we shield the real reason from ourselves, we don't have an opportunity to grow from that. We also don't have the opportunity to confront in our decision-making process whether or not we're truly making the right decision to give up and move on. If you think back to some of the, even if you just look at some of the pop culture references for how people break up in relationships, you know, there's not an honesty there. It's, you hear the phrase all the time, it's not you, it's me. Everybody knows that it's the other person. Everybody knows that that's the whole crux of that joke, is that there's something about the relationship that one person feels is the other person's problem. And rather than confront that, have an honest conversation about it, we make a joke out of it in pop culture. But in our real relationships, we'll oftentimes use that as a way to buffer the impact, where we don't want to hurt another person. We don't want to make a statement of anger or a statement that we think might hurt somebody. So we deflect that back on ourselves as if it's our own problem, our own process in ending the relationship that becomes an issue. Or when we leave a job, maybe we say, well, I feel like I need a new opportunity to grow, when the answer is the company's too cheap to pay you what you think you're worth. We don't come out and necessarily say that, but that might be what we're thinking. And in our creative process, the reason I bring this up is I think it's important when we look at giving up and quitting in our creative process that we don't allow ourselves to use the it's not you, it's me excuse. We have to be honest. We have to say, if I'm going to quit, if I'm going to give up this project, if I'm going to quit being a photographer, if I'm going to quit painting, if I'm going to quit doing whatever it is that I'm going to do, that we are really honest with ourselves about why that is. Is it because it's just too hard? Is it because you lack knowledge? Is it because it's something you're no longer interested in? Is it something that you feel like you can't get other people interested in? You know, if environmentalism is important to you and you're out taking photographs of forest and trees, but you can't seem to get anybody excited about saving the environment through your photography, is that why you're quitting? Is because you haven't found a way to make that connection so that it resonates with others? Have you missed that sense of connection, that sense of bridging your concepts and ideas to others? Because that's not necessarily the right reason to give up. Identifying what that issue is might help you have the opportunity to grow in your creative process, to grow in your creative practice, to grow in your photography, because you now have identified really what's at the crux of the problem. Why did you actually want to give up? It's because you feel like, oh, my work isn't connecting with others. Well, maybe that's a chance for you to examine the type of work you're creating or the type of messaging you're putting around the work, the spin you're putting on the work. And maybe all you need to do is adjust the message and continue to work on the thing that you're passionate about. Or maybe you need to change what you're photographing so that it connects with a different audience, but you still can hold the same message and the same theme. So being honest with yourself, I think, is really important, because that helps you understand if you're giving up for a real legitimate reason, or if you're giving up because you're afraid, you don't understand, it got complicated, it's not happening at the rate you want to do, it's harder than you thought. The number of times we quit something because it's just harder than we thought it was going to be is amazing. And the older you get and the more things you try and you don't get it at the timeline you thought, you'll probably quit more things in your life than you expected. But all of those things come down to the fact that we don't have an expectation that's being met. We don't have an understanding of what's possible. And so we step away from that. The realization of quitting and the realization of the moment you're ready to quit is also something that I think we can overreact to in the moment, where something becomes like, oh, this is just complete BS. This isn't working. I'm out. I have a friend like that. If things get remotely more difficult than they expected, they're done. Doesn't matter what it is. You could be literally driving to a football game, driving to a movie, and if traffic's worse than they expected, they're like, oh, we're not going to the movies. I'm going home. Things are just over. It's not what I expected. And they quit. They quit so often, it's probably a de facto action for them at this point. That realization of that moment is important. And the reason for that is, like I said, we quit for a variety of reasons, and we're not always honest with ourselves. But there's nothing wrong with quitting. There's nothing wrong with saying, this isn't working for me. This isn't working for what I was attempting to do. This is an experiment that has failed, and I'm ready to move on. And I think that's the other struggle people have when giving up, is they stick around too long. They hit the moment of realization. They actually understand that it's not what they want. They understand that it's not working. But out of some sort of psychosis, they continue to try to finish something. And the reason for that is probably deep-seated in the way society is, culture is, family relationships are, hardwiring of nature versus nurture, who knows? But I know so many times that desire to finish just so I can say it got done becomes a hindrance to actually having the awareness of whether or not what you're working on is truly, truly what you need to be doing. In many ways, we end up coming back full circle, where we have an idea, we start working on it, we're excited, we're committed to it, we do all the research, we start shooting, we start processing and printing, and then it just slowly starts to kind of unravel. And we come back around and we say, wow, was that idea any good? Well, there were parts of it that were good, and the cycle starts over again. So part of this art of giving up is recognizing that you're never actually fully giving up on something. Everything is an input to the next system. So whatever you did before that you've resulted in, the actions, the behaviors, the photographs, the exhibits, the books, the lack of any of that, maybe you just created a bunch of images that you deleted. That becomes informative to the next thing you do. So giving up, in some ways, that recognition of that moment of giving up is also the recognition that something new is starting. Something is about to happen. And a lot of times, if we are honest, like I said earlier, if we're honest about why we are trying something or why we did something, it becomes a little bit easier to accept that transition and becomes easier for us to learn from that transition. If you're just trying something on for size because you think it might be fun, I've gone to countless photography workshops on countless subjects. You know, I've gone to conferences, I've gone to people's houses, I've signed up for a 2-hour photo walk with somebody. I've done all sorts of things just to see if it would be something fun to do. And I took a class on wedding and maternity photography one time to learn that I really don't want to do wedding and maternity photography. I could have told you that before I took the workshop, but still, the opportunity to go try something just to see if it was interesting. And that doesn't mean I didn't learn anything. I learned, one, that I definitely didn't want to do wedding and maternity photography, but I also did learn something about lighting. I had learned something about relationships with people in front of the camera. I learned about thinking about how the difference between group shots and individual shots and posing. So there were some things I learned, but I did give up on that. I gave up on the notion of something that I didn't think I wanted to do, I definitely didn't want to do. The other reason I think giving up becomes an interesting point for you in your photography is there's a chance when you give up to also celebrate the good that you've done, to celebrate the things that you've learned, to celebrate that that particular element of your photography, that particular element of your creative life is coming to an end. So many times when we think about giving up, we put a negative connotation on it. We think we've failed somehow, that we are no longer being successful. And as long as we're giving up for really good reasons, it's not something we're interested in. It's not something that's working. It's not something that's achieving my photographic vision. You know, if I'm printing something in black and white and I'm working on a project in black and white that ultimately needs to be driven by color, giving up the black and white isn't bad. It doesn't mean that I've failed somehow. It's the growth opportunity of the recognition that what actually needs to happen is color photography. So in that celebration of the recognition of the things that are different, the things that are changed, the things that we're becoming aware of is really important in that art of quitting. Because as long as we have that awareness of why we quit and we're real upfront about why we quit, that's when we make amazing steps forward. So sometimes we have to quit and have a hard conversation to accept who we are to take those steps forward. If you're giving up on a project, if you're quitting, or you haven't been working on a project in a long time, like I said, because it got hard, because you were afraid of what was going to happen, you were afraid you might be successful, you were afraid you might fail, you may discover that the thing you thought you really loved, you don't. As long as you're really comfortable and really aware of why you're giving up, you get to have a much more real conversation with yourself about what you need to do to actually step forward. Because I think if we say to ourselves, well, it's just hard and I'm going to have to work at this more than I expected, well, that's probably not the reason any of us want to quit or give up. But if we're working on something where it just isn't working out and we're miserable and we're truly unhappy and it physically makes us sick and we don't want to be around it and we're just tired of it, maybe that is a signal that we need to move on. And it is hard because it's not an actual good fit. A lot of times we want something to be a good fit and it just isn't. So recognizing that it's okay to quit because it is okay to give up when it's appropriate is something I think we could all use in our creative practice, as long as we're not lazy about it and we're not inadvertently giving up something that we really need to finish just because we're afraid or it's hard or we're tired. I hope you can really think about, you know, some of the things you're maybe holding on to baggage-wise that you need to give up. Things that you need to quit and move on from. And by the way, that could be as simple as going and looking and reading gear reviews, trying to decide which cameras to buy and just being happy with what you have, or it could be as complex as an entire structure for how you approach your photography. Whatever it is, I hope you give up the things that aren't feeding you, and I hope you take the time to celebrate when you have given up and you have moved on, to celebrate the good things that came out of that decision and the good things that came out of that relationship you had with that project or with that camera or with that creative process. Hope you have a great week. Hope you get the chance to get out there and make some amazing photographs or get to do something just really fun, re-energize, put some creativity back in the old gas tank so that you're ready and your batteries are charged up to do something wonderful, even if it is just sitting around trying to figure out why you should quit doing something that's bad. Don't forget, you can always find us up on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, all the places podcasts are found. I almost forgot iTunes. Can't believe I almost forgot Apple's iTunes. So anyway, I hope you can find the podcast wherever you need to. A review up there would help other people find the podcast and help them know that you appreciate the podcast and like listening to it. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.